day, every day. Visit the store to get top dollar for your used gear or to find that instrument you've been looking for. Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st, enjoy free Gus's Pretzels and register for a chance to win a $100 gift card. No purchase necessary. Music Go Round St. Louis at the corner of Lindbergh and Gravois, your ultimate used gear resource.
When building a deck, you have a choice. Redwood decks begin life as indigenous plants. Plastic decks begin life in industrial plants. Redwood decks come in rich, natural colors. Plastic decks come in dioxide colorants. Redwood decks will last a long time. Plastic decks will last forever in a landfill. Real, strong redwood.
Visit GetRedwood.com.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
That's bad grammar. I seen your picture. Bad grammar. Kids, don't listen to that. This is your big day. Did we finish the Burt segment?
I think we did.
Did Peon have more?
Yes, we didn't close it.
Oh, let's close it. Did I mention yesterday that I saw Amy Schumer stand up on HBO or show?
Off the air, did I mention it?
No.
I don't think so.
Amy Schumer, all of a sudden, is a big deal. And I thought, I know she didn't just pop up out of nowhere. She's probably been working the circuit. But
I saw her first on the Comedy Central roast, I want to say, 2 or 3 years ago.
But this last year.
Oh, she's everywhere.
Her agent deserves a bonus. I'm sure they're getting well paid, but...
She's in a big movie now with...
A train wreck.
Bill Hader, right?
Hader.
Yeah.
Is that Trainwreck?
Yes, it is Trainwreck.
I think Judd Apatow directed it.
I haven't seen it. That's what was playing when that lunatic went in that theater.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is funny.
Well, here's the deal. I watched her a couple nights ago just out of curiosity. I thought, okay, let's see, because I had recorded it just to check it out. Hilarious.
Stand-up or her skit show?
No, stand-up. She did an hour stand-up comedy. And yes, it was dirty, and it was 90% about sex, but it was hilarious. It, just in the same way that Sam Kinison, you felt guilty laughing because it was so filthy. But she's, you know, what's interesting when a cute girl is really dirty, it's almost like okay, it's okay because she's kind of cute.
It makes her hotter.
It kind of does.
I know.
It sort of does, and it's also true that when Dr. Ruth, a little pruny, dried-up old woman, talks graphic, what otherwise would be considered dirty audio porn, she can get away with it.
It makes her hotter,
too. Yeah, but the peanuts in the vagina. it doesn't make her hot, Peon, not to me.
Well,
oh, no.
If a hot...
She probably knows some things.
Oh, she knows everything. If a smoking hot, just picture the hottest 30-year-old woman, 28-year-old, 35, 40, saying what Dr. Ruth said, they wouldn't put it on. They wouldn't put it on because it'd be titillating.
That Sue Johansson was the same way.
Exactly.
As an older
Sue
lady.
Sue Johansson, yes. Scraggly, old, pruned up, old woman.
And she had the pleasure box that
yes.
she would open up.
And Dr. Ruth, oh, well, it's okay. Look at them. Let them talk dirty. But if you had Angelina Jolie doing the Dr. Ruth segment, oh, my goodness, they'd call in the morality police.
The only thing that made me sick about Dr. Ruth and Sue Johansson was... if they experienced the stuff that they talked about, you thought there's someone else that experienced that with them. It's like, oh, and that
who
just,
is that guy?
I know.
No, I'm with you. I look at Dr. Ruth, and when she starts getting real specific about, and then when the man puts his mouth, I'm thinking, whoa, have you ever had a guy do that, Dr. Ruth?
I'm sure
or
she
are
has.
You just, is it wishful thinking on your part? I'm saying she has.
Yeah.
I'm saying she has.
Let's try this.
Maybe it was a drunken sailor, and maybe it was dark, but I'm sure she's experienced it all. Here we go. Light them up. 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Ed joins us. Hello, Ed.
Hi, I'd like to tell a joke.
You'd like to tell a joke? Now, Ed, the talent show is Thursday. Do you know how this works? If you tell a joke and I know the joke, I'm going to have to shoot you and cut you off. Do you know how that...
Please do. Please do.
Well, I like that attitude. Please do. Go right ahead,
because
Ed.
I think this is one you might not know.
Okay, hold on a second. I love this. Do you know how many times over the years I've heard those exact words? I don't think you know this one.
I got plenty of them.
Go right ahead,
then. Shoot me.
No.
Okay,
I can't wait. And by the way, I hope I don't know it, because I'd love to get a new joke. Go ahead.
This classic rock FM DJ was out of work, mm-hmm. and so he decided to put an ad in the paper as a boil sucker.
Oh, my goodness. No. What are you trying to do, gross me out?
Oh,
Ed, our version of that joke was Pierre the boil sucker. And we stopped telling it years ago because it's so gross.
Oh, my
goodness.
But it's
hilarious.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Well, I think you broke down. You broke down within the last year. We broke you down and you told it.
Oh, yeah,
Ed, I told it on the day.
Okay, I got another one that you haven't heard. I got another one.
Well, hold on. Haven't heard. You said that before. It's what you just said. Hand me my gun. Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, shoot me now.
No, well, you don't know.
Okay, go ahead with the other one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this man and this woman are driving down the road, this guy and girl, and they're going at it, they're pulling each other's clothes off and throwing their clothes out the window. They're going down the road, and I ain't paying attention. All of a sudden, they get a flat tire, and...
Is this where she has his shoe in front of her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Ed.
But the line is, lady, if he's
a goner. He's too far gone. Yeah, Ed, don't tell me what the line is. I know the line. You're talking to the master. You're talking to the joke master.
Oh, my goodness, Ed.
But you know what? Ed deserves a round of applause for stepping up. Thank you, Ed. When will they ever learn?
Here's another one you haven't heard.
I don't know if you've told that.
The shoe
one in a while.
I'm not going to tell it now. I just ruined it.
Right, yeah. No, yeah. It is
now
ruined
I have to
now.
Wait.
You have to wait a few months.
Until people forget what they just heard. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
I'm having a good day. What can we do for you?
Well, I've tried to get a hold of you a couple of times. I learned the other day when I was listening to you guys that the Burke segment refers to Jack Burke.
Jack Burke from Waterloo High School.
That is correct. So you attended Waterloo High School, as did I.
Only 2 years.
Only two. Okay, well, I had Mr. Burke for history.
And didn't he start every class with, does anybody have anything to say?
Exactly. And he used to tell his joke about Samuel Colt, who invented the six-shooter and the little horse.
And didn't you love that guy? Because no other teacher let you take 15 minutes of the hour to BS. And then when it, exactly at the 15 mark, 15 after, he says, let's get out of business.
And let's get serious.
That's it. And he got more history lessoning, teaching rather, done in 45 minutes than any other teacher probably in 2 hours.
No question.
Yeah,
no,
he was. And they wore short, he wore neckties with short sleeve shirts, which is your typical goofy professor
high school
kind
teacher,
of.
Yeah.
Short sleeve shirts with neckties. He was the best. He was the best.
I had such a great time there. I went there for 3 years, and it was just a fantastic school. I loved it. It was really interesting to me to hear you say that.
Yeah, well, I didn't love it, but I was there because I had to be there. I was a Tennessee transplant, and a lot of people made fun of me because you don't move into Waterloo from out of town in 1965 and not get just humiliated because you're the only new kid in school, and everybody else is German. They're from either Mühlstadt down the road or they're from Waterloo, and you're the freak outsider. And it was pretty tough. Till about the end of the last year, my senior year.
So when I went there, I came over from Chesterfield, and at the time I was there, I was in class of 86.
Okay.
Penny loafers without socks. The preppy movement was in full swing over in West St. Louis County. And you come into FFA jackets and cowboy boots and all that. Same thing. I mean, it was just horrible.
No, you don't have no idea. 65, big difference from 86, especially you're from Chesterfield, 35 miles away. I'm from Tennessee, Hickville. They had a heyday with me. But you know what? I got to meet and have a class with the great Jack Burke, and there's a guy named Brandon. Mr. Burke was my Spanish teacher.
I had him as well.
And when you were there, did they have Mr. Meek, the guy with the wooden leg, who was the principal?
No.
Yeah, we had Mr. Meek. He had a wooden leg.
I had Mr. Stone for math.
Oh, I had him.
Wow, that's really? Some long time.
And he was also the driver's ed teacher.
Yes.
All right, let me tell you a story. I'll tell you a story, Chris. This is a great story. I'm not proud of it. And young people listening, please, don't ever do anything like this. Our principal had a wooden leg, and it was a real wooden leg, the kind where they walk like a guy with a wooden leg. You kind of lift one up on the stair step and then one at a time. And one morning, senior year, school almost out, there was a staircase and an entrance below the staircase, and I waited for Mr. Meek to walk in, and I dropped a water balloon on his head, knowing he could not run up the
stairs. Oh man!
To catch me, yeah, and I went and hid in the bathroom. I'm not proud of it.
Did he see? He didn't see you.
No,
at all?
But I exploded and drenched him, and he looked up, and by then, of course, I darted away.
Oh my! Goodness.
And I could hear him trying to get up the stairs to catch. It was not nice, but it was funny, and I feel bad about it, sort of. Is that who is that? Waterloo?
It's Waterloo High School.
I'm not going back.
Waterloo High School.
No, tell them I'm not coming back. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you, Chris.
Likewise, Frank. Came in the PM.
Thank you. Yeah, it wouldn't lie. He was a nice guy, but he was real serious. I guess you're serious if you got a wooden leg. It's probably hurt.
It could have been worse. I thought you said you were going to go up behind him and like knock his wooden leg.
No.
Or dump a bag of termites on him. Or steal his leg.
I dropped a water balloon on his head. And of course, I had a suit on, and so he just tie, shirt wet. I looked just long enough to see soak him, and then
walk by him later in the day to see him still wet?
Oh, I walked by him later. He dried up, and then I just casually, hi, Mr. Meek. You know, I just like nothing happened. And nobody ratted me out.
How's your day going?
Nobody ratted me out because I don't know if anybody really saw me do it. I was a coward.
You were a lone wolf.
Lone coward. Oh. Coward.
We had a teacher in junior high, and he was the gym teacher and the basketball coach as well. And he had a glass eye, and he was teaching us how to throw free throws, and he kept hitting a bunch of them, so we kept calling him Deadeye. Deadeye Kirk.
To his face.
Mr. Kirk, yes.
And he didn't care.
No, and he thought it was that
because
he was
really proficient in shooting.
Yeah, he was proficient in showing us free
throws.
He had
a literal dead eye.
Yes.
Hey, for a lot of people who never heard John Carney's show, like most people.
Right.
The other day he called me to tell me a joke.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to tell you the joke he told me. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. He said, it's like he thought maybe I didn't know the joke. Well, I do know the joke, but I've never used it because it's not Playhouse quality. Here's the joke he told me. And Dan reminded me of it. So John Carney, hey, Frank Carney. Like I wouldn't know who he was with that voice. And I got a joke for you. He tells me this joke about a guy with a glass eye. And his glass eye falls out into his drink. But he doesn't realize it because you wouldn't feel it. And then he is in a hurry and he throws back the drink and swallows his glass eye. But he doesn't know he swallowed his glass eye. Maybe it was an olive or something. So he goes through the day, never looking in a mirror to see, oh, my eye's gone. But he starts getting the stomach cramps. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And the next morning, he can't stand. He goes to the doctor. He goes, man, doc, he said something. I don't know what I ate or something. I got some cramping in my stomach. I don't know what's going on here. And the doctor said, well, let's take a look. So he looks down his throat, and, nothing unusual. He says, bend over, drop your pants. The guy bends over. And as he does and spreads his butt cheeks open, the doctor sees an eye staring at him. Yeah. And the doctor says, hey, look, the first thing you're going to have to do is trust me. Now, is that funny?
Trust me.
Yeah, trust me. Like the guy had bent down to stare at him. See, it's not funny because doesn't... you can't stare down through your butt.
Oh, I was waiting for more.
That's the joke. You got to trust
me. It's a really good setup, but there's no. Has to be a better punchline.
But that's it. Yeah. And when he finished, I said, and? And he goes, no, get it? Yeah, trust me. He's staring at it.
It seems to me like you have a crappy outlook on life.
But yeah,
see,
something
that's
like
funny.
That.
That'd be funnier. But for those of you who've never heard John, there's an example.
What's wrong? Isn't that funny? First, you have to trust me.
Trust me. not only do you have to make an appointment, but you have to trust me as well. Okay. Here's Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. You're not laughing at that stupid joke, I hope.
No, I love it. No, okay. Great.
What can we do for you?
I got three little quick jokes for you. So put three bullets in that gun there. You're
really?
Ready?
They're actually shells. It's a shotgun. Let me rack the first one. Here we go. All right, go.
All right, you're ready for the first one.
Yes.
What did deer say when they come out of the woods?
That's not a joke. I'll never do that again for $2.
Why not? Yeah.
I'll never. But that's not a joke. But that's the answer. Okay, that's one. But that's not. That's not a joke. Okay, go ahead.
All right. How about the guy and the girl in the park kissing and smooching? It's real dark. Finally, the guy says to the girl, wish I had a light so I can see what I was doing. Girl says, me too. You've been eating grass for 15 minutes.
Oh.
No good?
Well.
Hello?
No. It's not that it's not that it's no good. I'm not even going to shoot you. Let's go on to the third
Wait,
one.
They were in the car, though?
But see, that's why it
That's why
work.
It falls
see,
apart.
Joe, because... See, Joe, the reason that falls apart.
They should have been making out under a tree or
They should have been out on the grass, on the blanket or on the ground. Yeah. But in the car, you've been eating grass. See, it doesn't even work.
No.
Joe, come on.
I was trying to get you before you would know what it was. I was trying to get you before you knew what it was.
But
I
even knowing what
know
it is,
one,
the
too.
Way you told it didn't even make sense. Try the third one. Hey, give me a shell. There you go.
Right, ready? Right, yeah, this one here, get a good one. You know what? A snowman had a smile on his face.
It's not a joke. It's like a riddle. A joke starts, guy goes into a bar. Dog is... why does the snowman have a smile on... I don't know. It's a blow. Yeah, blow. I knew it was a blowing joke. Okay.
No, I know. Why didn't you say it then?
I did, simultaneously. Okay. I give him a round of applause. That's a good
thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
See you, buddy. Thanks, guys.
And somebody...
See, we don't go for blowing humor.
No.
The snowman, and it's about snow blowing.
Right.
We don't go for that. That's some Monica Lewinsky humor. We don't like
somebody
that.
Else just called and said the glass eye joke, which should have been, why are you giving me the stink eye?
See, that's better.
Yeah,
that that's better. Yeah. That's a lot better. Maybe that actually was the joke. He just screwed it up. And, folks, if you want to tell, like, snowman being blown by a snowblower joke. You know who loves that stuff? Charlie Brennan.
Yes.
Yes.
At that station, they love that off-color
show. They love opening the phone line for jokes.
Yes. They do that all the time. That's where you call for that stuff.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, the one and only Colin Jeffrey will be here with entertainment stuff. Let me just, we didn't even talk about this. I just want to know, did anybody try to watch I Am Kate?
No.
No.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear. I tried. And after about 10 minutes, I was finished because it was exactly what I knew it would be. That Kardashian fake reality, but really staged and set up and not real reality at all. Crap. I couldn't deal with it. Mark and Jason, here's something you can deal with. Here are a couple of somebodies you can deal with. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. If you are listening and you have $25,000 or more, you might want to keep listening. And if you say, well, I already have somebody, well, listen anyway. Because how do you know that the somebody you're using is giving you financial advice that really makes the most sense? You got to have something to compare it to. So if you meet with Mark and Jason and they say, well, we've taken the, and take them, you know, tell them what you have, what you're doing with it. And if they say to you, wow, this, you've been getting some really good advice. This is a pretty good plan for your money. Then you'll just feel even better. But if they say something to you that makes a lot of sense that you didn't think of with your other financial planner, maybe an opportunity they didn't present to you, maybe an alternative, then you're going to be glad. You're going to be glad you met with them, and you might want a second meeting. That first meeting is not going to cost you anything. You have to set it, though. They're not going to, they don't know your number. They don't know who you are yet. But if you have $25,000 or more, and I mean 25 or 25 million, and they have some multimillion dollar clients, and what does that tell you? You have people with a whole lot of money turning to them for advice. But they'd be just as happy to give you and your 25 or 30 or 50 or whatever it is. They'd just be happy to give you advice, too. There was Stifel Nicolaus. You've heard of that firm. They've been with them for a long time, 20 years, 7, 6, 8, whatever. They have a great reputation in the business, and I'm not allowed by law to tell you what they do with money that I have turned to them for advice on. You can't do that. You can't say, well, they did this with this money, and it gave me a return of, you can't do it, because it sounds like you're guaranteeing that's going to happen with somebody else. But here's what I can do. I can give you their website, you can set up a meeting, and then you make the decisions from there. You decide if you want more financial advice from these guys. Here's the website. You hear it every day, you'll hear it again later. Mark and Jason. Oh, remember when Josh did it? Wow, Peon.
Oh, man.
Sad. He'd say, I said, say hi to Peon's sponsor. And he said, not something, something, something. And he used that word.
He said, I want to say hi to Mark and Jason.
Something, something, Mark and Jason.
Oh,
I'm sad. That's sad. Yeah. Very sad. He listened. He had time to learn, and he didn't.
Yeah, he sat in here when I did.
He had plenty of chances, and it happened not just the first day, but the next day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Something, something, something. For more, go to markandjason.com. Yeah. Mm. Sad. So I'll say it one more time so you won't forget it. Markandjason.com.
And we're going to check traffic here. It's Tim Weiland.
So you're, in other words, saying that Josh failed at his job?
Oh, he failed miserably, yes. And not, he failed at Peon's job, not his job.
Yeah.
He failed at
Peon's job. No, he's really good at his job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the good news for Peon, you know, when somebody fills in for you, you don't want them to be better than you. No problem.
That happened when Peon took over.
Yeah.
Long, long time
no,
ago.
No, we kid, Josh, but what we're saying is true.
Yeah.
We could all vouch for it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, they're still working with this crash. It's on westbound 44 at Antire. The right lane is blocked. That has traffic backed up all the way to the Merrimack River Bridge. Now, that's also causing a problem on southbound 141. Things are running slow there from Big Bend down through Highway 44, people trying to ramp on to westbound 44. Now, we also have a crash on southbound 141 just before Graboid that's got a lane blocked, and you're backed up to Bowles. On southbound 270, it's stop and go now north of Dorset down to the Clayton Road overpass, and then things are just running off the pace through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, heavy from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, still stacks up now McDonald through New Florissant. And westbound 70, a little bit heavy past Jennings Station and then from the Blanchette Bridge out through Highway 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. When it comes to your salary, you may know what you want, but not what you can get. Learn the ranges for accounting and finance by visiting accounttemps.com/salarycenter. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. The ever-popular Saturday night concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake continue with Bob Cuban Brass, Smash Band, Billy Peek, Butch Wax and the Hollywoods, Kitty Moeller, and SSJ Rock Band. Our Old Town Partners Wednesday Night Out series continues with a family ice cream social and outdoor movie at our famous St. Ferdinand Shrine July 29th. On August 26th, we'll host a paved beach party at Bunkers, and on September 30th, enjoy street jazz at Hendel's. The food trucks will be back at the Knights Grounds on Friday, August 21, and again on October 9th as part of the Fall Festival weekend, which also includes a 5K run this year. Also, our patriotic veterans will remember 9/11 at VFW Post 4105. Visit FlorissantMo.com for details on Florissant, the beautiful city.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from some type of nerve-related pain like numbness, tingling, or burning sensations? How about shooting pains, sciatica, pain in the hips, legs, or feet? Hi, this is Dr. Bob Martin. I've treated thousands of patients with these issues. The only product that has consistently brought relief to my patients is Nerve Pain Plus. Like my patients, you'll appreciate a product that safely relieves the symptoms of so many types of nerve pain. Nerve Pain Plus targets common nerve-related pain symptoms. Nerve Pain Plus is a homeopathic medicine, the type of care that is relied upon by millions of people worldwide. Nerve Pain Plus is safe, effective, and can transform your quality of life.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Nerve Pain Plus. Call 1-800-948-3916. That's 1-800-948-3916. Nerve Pain Plus. Superior pain management. Call 1-800-948-3916. That's 1-800-948-3916.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-3017. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-700-3017. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-700-3017. That's 1-800-700-3017.
Sick and tired of wearing glasses and contacts? Then take the next few minutes to finally do something about it. North America's most trusted, most experienced LASIK provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is available now to take your call to schedule a free consultation. 1-800-300-1449. Discover why over 2.2 million people, including 7,000 doctors, have trusted TLC Laser Eye Centers for their vision correction procedures. TLC Laser Eye Centers is helping people with nearsightedness, farsightedness, and even an astigmatism, all backed by the TLC Lifetime Commitment. Individual results may vary. Call now to also discover how you could get $400 off a LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. Just think, if you're sick and tired of glasses or contacts, you may qualify for dramatically improved vision, so you can drive a car, watch a movie, or enjoy your favorite sporting activities without always depending on contacts or glasses. TLC Laser Eye Centers offers affordable options for everyone. For your free, no-obligation LASIK consultation, the time to call is now. 1-800-300-1449. 1-800-300-1449.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on FC Montreal on Saturday, August 8th at 7:30. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to ClassicCarStudio.com.
With the new Wyndham Rewards, 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain
Entertainment time. Come on, we all like some sort of entertainment, movies, television, the circus comes to town, something. Here's the guy who's going to tell you what's out there, what's good, what's not so good, what he's not really sure about. His name is Colin Jeffries, brought to you by Oreck. That's right. They make vacuum cleaners, but... and great vacuum cleaners, but they have some stores in the area, several of them. They're called the Oreck Home Care Centers. And they have great products like space heaters. You don't need that today. Carpet, like stain removers, better than anything you find in regular stores. I mean, like, great stuff. Hey, when you make what many consider to be the greatest vacuum cleaner in the world, all your other stuff better be pretty great. And they are at Oreck. Be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you?
Man, I'm having a terrific day. I'm in a cool air-conditioned room, and what could be better?
Well, when can I come see you, Johnny Londoff, again?
Saturday, August 15th. It's been years, and I may never make another appearance again. This could be like a farewell thing.
What time?
Well, I'll be 11 to 2.
11 to 2?
Yeah. I'm bribing people to bring friends so I won't look like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you have for us today?
I've got a few things. DVDs, It's a Light Week. Home, it was an animated movie with the voices of Rihanna and Jim Parsons. There's a pair. Really young.
There's a pair. Is that a sexist remark about Rihanna?
No, well, that's that Rihanna and Jim Parsons would not, oh, I don't okay. think you would assume they would.
Because okay. we'd edit out the sexist talk.
Yes. Yes.
We'll go for that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I trust you. And then Home. Yeah, that's Home. Not really very good and kind of young, very young audience appreciates this. So
like 14 young?
No, young, like 5 to 8.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This okay. was, they were aiming for that young crowd, and I think they went younger than they intended. And if you're a fan of comic books and animated movie releases on DVD today, Justice League, Gods and Monsters. If you're not a fan of comics, don't worry about it. Lots of TV shows. I was about to say a few. There are lots of TV shows. Starting tonight, there is a documentary on PBS. It airs, I believe, at 7 o'clock locally. It's called The Bomb. It examines the state of nuclear arms in the world right now. There's about 15,000 nuclear warheads, and this comes 70 years after we dropped a pair of atomic bombs on Japan in World War II. This also has some rare footage of these bomb tests after 1945. So in like 1962, when we were actually detonating them in the atmosphere as a test, it sort of goes back and looks at the 70 years from then to now. Okay. One of these things, and you get to see some footage that's never really out there. There's a show on Comedy Central that comes back on Thursday. It's called Review. This is a show within a show. The actor plays a character whose job it is to review things that are written in by an internet audience. So we're watching a show where this guy has a show where he reviews things. They're always ridiculous. So like one day this week, one episode this year, he's going to walk around with a magic eight ball and only give answers in response to the magic eight ball. Well, that's a pretty standard gimmick, but the show always takes it a step further. He always is on the line of sort of getting seriously maimed or injured.
That sounds horrible.
It's trust me, it's really dark. It's odd. It's weird. But if you're into that sort of comedy, you'll really like this. It had a small audience, but I think it's going to grow. Then on Wednesday night, we have a new show on True TV called Fameless. It brings David Spade back to the airwaves.
All right.
Really odd for him to be back on, and especially True TV, but His idea is that people will do anything to be famous, including signing up for ridiculous reality TV shows. So he creates a hidden camera show in which he has reality TV shows that are absolutely atrocious.
They're fake.
They're fake. And to give you an idea, here's a setup for one of them.
I'm Chris Hansen, and I have a show in which we catch predators.
But I'm not a predator.
Well, you see how this looks.
This is not happening.
So this guy thinks he's going to be on a show for something else and walks out and hears Chris Hansen to catch a predator sort of set up here. This is the idea. Is he's creating TV shows that are absolutely awful, but people will still sign up to be on them because they want to be famous.
This show sounds awful.
Give it a chance. I've seen the first episode. I thought it was kind of funny. There's also a...
Why do they need David Spade for this?
Because they need a face to sell it.
I guess it was his idea, maybe?
I doubt that. But he's hosting it. There's also a fake show called Siamese that they...
You know where he's from, David Spade? He's not from Farfrae. He's from Shoveltown.
Really?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I did that.
Spade. Spade, shovel. Yeah.
There's also another fake reality show, Siamese, in which they strap two people together and have to go through a series of tasks. But one of the guys is a plant, and he proceeds to strip naked just in time for the obstacle course section. And the guy who wants to be famous is having to hoist this naked man up onto his shoulders to make it through the obstacle course.
Okay, is it a problem with that? They won't show him that. What network is it on?
It's on True TV.
So will they show him nude? Will they show the guy naked? Or they blur it out?
They blur out the
That's not funny. It's funnier if I see the guy's wiener in the guy's face when he's trying to carry him.
Okay.
I mean, that would be funnier.
Well, you can give it a shot if you want.
Okay.
It's called Fameless.
All right.
That is Wednesday night on True TV. Then on Friday night, Missing in Alaska. There's what's called an Alaskan Triangle. It's this odd-shaped...
Bruce, play that creepy, that psychic creepy music. I think we need it for this. This might deserve this music. All right, go ahead. Remember Josh when he'd hit that without having to ask him?
Oh, yeah, right away.
Okay, go ahead.
Over the past 50 years, more than 20,000 people have vanished in the Alaskan Triangle.
Whoa.
It's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle.
Exactly, but it's all over land. It's just this large wilderness. So... History Channel, much to the chagrin of their cameraman,
it's like Times
I'm sure.
Square, but it's a triangle.
Yes.
Okay.
They are going to be examining this area, looking at the stories, but History Channel, Missing in Alaska, that is Friday night at 9 o'clock.
It's like the Pentagon.
But it's a triangle.
And then one last show is on Netflix, Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp. If you watch the original movie that I really liked, it bombed in theaters, but it has been huge. DVD, cable, this goes back, and that release in 2001, so 14 years later, they get together the entire cast.
What was the first one called?
Wet Hot American Summer.
I never heard of it.
It was the last day of a summer camp and sort of following the exploits of the counselors and the kids on this last day. Okay. Kind of a quirky comedy, but it included just a few people, Amy Poehler, Paul Rudd, Bradley Cooper, back in 2001. And they got them to come back for this one season on Netflix that streams Friday on Netflix.
With the same theme, camp.
Except it's the first day of camp. So we're looking back at the first day of the summer camp, so we know how everything ends up if you watch
but
the movie.
But they're not kids anymore.
They were all the counselors. All these people were the counselors. We watched the kids, but really it was about the counselors.
Okay.
Jeanine Garofalo was also in that. Then I'm going to put something on your calendar for next week, because you're probably not going to hear about it. So next Thursday night, we have the GOP debate. And it will feature just the top 10 GOP candidates in the national polls.
Who determines the top 10 of the 16?
They're looking at polls on August 4th. It will be a series of a few polls, and they're going to figure out the top 10.
Well, you know Donald Trump's going to be in there, probably.
He is. He's almost assuredly going to be there. And it will make it sort of must-watch television that night. However, what will happen?
And there's always a however in life.
What will happen to the six candidates who do not make that? They have to be given equal time. So, at 5 o'clock local time, I believe, Fox News is going to have sort of a kids' table debate among the people.
I would feel not even second class if I'm in that six. I go, well, we couldn't make it to the big game, So here we are.
So they're going to have like an AT&T type commercial thing where they're sitting around the table?
They're going to have a debate with the six people who didn't make it.
That's sad.
But on much earlier in the day. Well, fairly outrageous things have been said. And if you want to sort of emerge from this kids table or consolation debate, whatever you want to call it, I'd imagine you're going to have to say something fairly outrageous.
Yeah.
So I think it's must-watch TV for that reason. We're going to see some pretty zany things.
I said, how do they pick the 10? You said they go to the polls. Why? What about Americans? Why would you go to the Polish people?
I did not know where you were going with that one at first.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
But so Fox News next week, it's either going to be at 4 or 5 local time. It's so bad they actually shortened it from 2 hours to an hour. So these poor people.
How do you have 10 people have a debate in 1 hour?
Oh, no. The 10 people get 2 hours later at night.
Okay.
The six only get 1 hour earlier in the day.
Okay.
Yes. So it will be definitely very
interesting. You know what would be funny? Who's the moderator?
It is going to be Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier, I believe, for the primetime debate. The kids' table? I don't know.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if they start the debate and every question is for Donald Trump? Now, Mr. Trump, would you tell us why?
Yes.
Nobody else gets a question.
That's what I think it's going to – he's going to say something, and then every question will be like, how do you respond to what Mr. Trump just said? That, I think, is what we might see.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
A week from Thursday. So that is Thursday afternoon if you're looking for something that could be entertaining. The Bachelor, the most recent Bachelorette couple were on Jimmy Kimmel.
You.
They bet him $1,000 that they would be together on July 27th of 2016. That is a sucker's bet. The average, after, I'm not kidding you, after 29 seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, how long do you think the average relationship lasts?
3 months.
Yeah.
On The Bachelor seasons, you're exactly right. But on The Bachelorette seasons, it's a little longer. It averages out 6 months.
What a stupid show. What a ridiculous show.
It will be entering its 30th season, and now they've spun it off into Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, I
could never. I tried to watch like 5 minutes of either one of them. I can't believe it.
It's the 30th season, so that means they do two.
I think they do like seven a year. I don't need. It's
two,
yeah,
shows.
Like two or three years.
A bunch of them.
But they call them 30 seasons.
Yeah.
So you can't sing happy birthday on a TV show and a movie without paying for it.
Yes.
Right.
Well, there's a documentarian. She was putting together a story on this, and the company who owns the copyright to it, Warner Chappell, they charge her $1,500. She got frustrated, so she filed a lawsuit about 2 years ago. Well, a year ago, discovery, when they have to turn over all the documents, ended. Well, this past week, the company, Warner Chappell, said, oh, we forgot some documents. Here they are. And in them include proof that 8 years before they claim to have gotten a copyright, there is a version of Happy Birthday published that does not have a copyright attached to it.
How's it different from the one we know? What do you mean?
It's
a
not.
Version?
It's a the version same? Of the song. Every time they called it a version, but it's Happy Birthday 8 years before this. So it looks like the not only may there no longer be a copyright, it could be in the public domain as it should be, but this company may have to go back because it appears they've had these documents for years and have been charging people.
They found out they made the mistake. They only own the rights to Happy Birthday, Dear Bill.
Every other day is
open to the public to use,
except
Bill.
So they may have to go back and pay people a lot of money. And then a fun game, Rolling Stone compiled the 25 worst original names of famous bands. So I wanted to see if you could come up with the band name we know them by, given their original one. Tom and Jerry was their original name. You may know them for...
We don't have a lot of time.
Simon and Garfunkel.
And Garfunkel.
Okay, way to go. Well, he's a band member.
He got that one. The Obelisk.
Now, I've heard
Obelisk.
These. I've heard
The
these.
Obelisk.
Don't know.
That's The Cure. The Pendletons.
Don't
the
know.
Beach Boys.
Wow. Oh.
There were a few of these that kind of blew my mind. Wicked Lester.
Wicked Lester?
Exactly. That is Kiss.
Ugh.
And then I'm going to end with my favorite one of the day was Tony Flo in the miraculously majestic Masters of Mayhem.
I believe that was the original name for the Mills Brothers.
The Mills Brothers. Red Hot Chili Peppers was that.
That was close.
But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertaining.
All right, there you go. You will be able to hear Colin and more of this on Friday with Paul Harvey, and he'll also
Harris.
Be brought to you by Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Please tell him your name and the PM. You can do my business now or after, Bill?
You can do.
I can do it now. You know who's having a good day? What the heck?
Oh, sorry. That was my fault.
Josh never did that. Josh never cut my mic off. All last week, he never cut my mic off.
I think PM was tired of you talking.
Wow. You got vacation lag or something. I'll tell you who's in a good mood. Matheny, think about it. What's it, 112 today or something?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! They're busy and probably having a tough time keeping up. They'll keep up. Whatever it takes, they'll keep up. Matheny Heating and Cooling, you do not want that air conditioning system to be on the fritz. Why do we say that? I can't believe I said it. What does that mean, on the fritz? But you don't. You want it to be working, and it won't take long. If it goes out in 4 or 5 hours, you'll start to feel it, because this kind of heat just seeps right through the walls of the house. Matheny Heating and Cooling will get to you as fast as any company could possibly get to you. I'm telling you, they will. That's one of the things they're famous for, is getting to people within a reasonable amount of time, charging a reasonable amount of money. They can take advantage of you in this weather. Trust me, they know that. And some companies do. Yeah, this is when they can get you. Then I can do that. They don't work that way. They're a family business. They've been at it for 73 years. And if you're in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, either part of either county, any part, they'd be happy to serve you, no matter the size, the make, the model, the anything. Residential, commercial, large, small, Matheny, 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 heatingandcooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, traffic on eastbound 40 downtown is slowing now. Van Deventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Pretty heavy from on the Museal Veterans Bridge from the Missouri side all the way over through Highway 64. Southbound 270, they've moved a stall off to the shoulder south of Page. Right now you're jammed up a little bit south of McKelvey all the way down through Highway 40, then some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets down through Big Bend. Still working with that crash on westbound 44 at Antire. The right lane is blocked there. You're backed up to Soccer Park. And southbound 170 now is slow from Olive down through Highway 40. And this report brought to you by BP. Fuel your next journey with BP gasoline with Invigorate, the high-quality gas you can depend on. You have places to go. Let them worry about getting you there. Visit BP.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning, more Paul Harris, plus medical news and Kat Neville in studio.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, the best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today. Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from